Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Watcher Crappens ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Hello and welcome to Watch Watch Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker specifically, and joining me today is a wonderful person who I would always bring on my private plane. It's Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie.
Matt,
how
so
are
sweet.
You?
Shoja.
Shoja.
Shoma.
Shoma.
Sorry. Shoma. Shoma to you, Ben.
You know what Shoma stands for? Stupid Housewives of Miami Airplanes.
That's funny. I thought it was like a new shalom. Like, shalom, shalom,
Shoma.
Shoma.
Shoma the money. So we are here to talk about the first episode of the big cast trip to Sevilla on Real Housewives of Miami. A hilarious episode. Going forward, Miami is going to be airing on a new night, Thursdays. And so our recap of it is going to go up on Mondays. So keep an ear out for it then. And there's a brand new Miami actually going to air tonight. So that's going to be, we've got back-to-back Miamis happening. Very excited for that. Be sure to join us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchforcrappens. We have weekly bonus episodes. We also have Crappens on Demand, where you can watch us stream these recaps on El Internetto. So join us there. We would love to have you there. Or don't. Do whatever you
love
feel
to
like.
See you there. We would love to see you. Come on by. So this episode of Miami takes a place in Sevilla, or as they call it in Sevilla, Seville. which I found interesting. I don't know why that kept bothering me the whole time, but every time someone in Sevilla said, "Hello, welcome to Seville." Like, well, that's interesting because everybody else on the show is telling me I have to pronounce it Sevilla. Is it because they are just catering to Americans and they're like, we know you're going to fuck it up. So,
Well, I was excited to go to the city where, Cadillacs were born. Cadillacs.
No. Oh, I believed you. It took me a minute. Sorry.
No, Cadillacs are from Michigan.
It's Cruella's sister city. Okay.
It's where the first barber was ever invented. It was in Seville.
Yes.
Actually Seville looks beautiful and I really want to go now. I want to go to Spain. I've never been to Spain. I am ready for my Spanish adventure. So
let me tell you, that place looked gorgeous. And the only thing that I think it really lacked, was air conditioning, because I did not see any air conditioning slots. And that's the first thing I look for when I look at vacation trips. I'm like, where is the air conditioning vent? Could I travel to this country? Yeah. Where is it?
I have to say, Radisson Collection, because they were like, oh, we're staying at Radisson Collection. Look at the Radisson Collection logo. I have to say, we've seen a lot of presidential suites on Bravo over the years. This was not a very impressive presidential suite. This was basically like a Hyatt house. Like, this is like, there was like a little foyer and a bedroom. I was like, what is happening? I understand in Spain or in Europe in general, hotel rooms are always smaller. But I mean, what presidents are you putting in those suites right now? Come on.
I don't think they respect the presidency in Seville. Okay. They're like, no, we don't like presidents here. Okay. It's like suite is the mayor suite. You know, that's like the big ornate one.
I was like, these were weak ass presidential suites. Also, I have to say this. I had such a strange reaction. I had lots of really strange takeaways from this episode. We've also seen over the years many, many, many private planes on Bravo. All the time. And every time I see them on a private plane, I'm like, yeah, sure. Looks fun, whatever. You see them. I always feel like it looks a little cramped, in fact. But, you know, I know flying private's got to be better. This was actually the first time they flew private. And I was like, I would like to fly private someday. Like, because because it was just four of them.
Well, there's
on
a hot
Stephanie's
take.
Plane. No, but that's like, crazy. This is the first time I truly felt jealous.
I'd really like to fly private. That is crazy. But this, I'm praising myself for the comments.
I have a hot take. Flying private looks amazing. But this one kind of looked like the best one I've ever seen. It was just, four people. I think it was because they were sitting at a table and they had a giant spread of like cheese and crackers and wine. And I was like, this looks so fun. Because it wasn't normally when they fly private, they're on these little seats and it's small and they're always like sitting, they're sort of stand sitting on the seats over like the edge of them talking to each other. And I'm always like, that looks like a little annoying. But this one, they were just sitting at a table eating snacks. And I thought.
And they had beds when they went to lie down on the beds. I like that too. But I look at private planes. I'm like you. I mean, I normally think of them as like John Denver died, you know, or like, you know, Lou Diamond Phillips died on that in that movie, La Bamba. Yeah. Yeah. Or like JFK Jr. You know, I think about people that we've lost in private planes. So that scares me. But then I realize I'm an addictive person who rides a Vespa. And I'm like, get over it. You can ride this. But also looking at this one, I did think it looks nice. But it also just looked like the old man balls you have to guzzle to get that. And I was like, this is not as nice. Yeah. I didn't like it. And the whole thing's like, you all get Shoma bangs. I was like, all I can see is you guzzling old man balls. That's all I can see. I'm sorry. I don't want to be on this plane. It makes me uncomfortable. You know, like an earned plane. I'll go on an earned plane. But I feel like Katie from Vanderpump Rules when she didn't want to go on Lala's plane because like she blew some guy to get on that plane. I feel like Katie, smelled. I'm like, I'm not getting on that plane. But then I would get on the plane and I'd be like, I love this plane.
You could smell Masood's pubes. But I have to say, I think despite that, I think, you know what it was? I mean, they were being so stupid, putting on like stupid lighting and dancing, having a dance party. But then there was part of me that thought, that's wild that you can do this on a plane. Like I know on private planes, the rules are different in terms of like being like in seatbelts and moving around and all that stuff. But I'm like, that's wild. But that being said, like what happens with turbulence? Because I know I can just be, I will be sitting in my seat on a regular plane with my seatbelt strapped and like that random turbulence that hits out of nowhere. And like, oh shit. Like if you were doing that and you were not in a seatbelt and you also had like a giant thing of like grapes and charcuterie in front of you, that's just getting everywhere. So...
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. There. I was wondering how you were feeling watching that because you're very, very into safety. Like I've driven you a couple of times and when I'm pulling out of the, I'm one of those people who like pulls out of the driveway and starts putting on my seat belt, you know, kind of gets ready as I move along. Like if I was a woman, I'd be putting on the lipstick because I was driving, yeah. You know, I'm like that. And you're very much like, why isn't your seatbelt on? Why isn't it on right now? We are pulling out. I'm like, I'm putting it on, girl. Give a boy a break. I'm like, no, this is what before driving is about.
I don't like your seatbelt policies. I don't like how slow it takes you to put on your seatbelt when you're pulling out of out of wherever we're pulling out. That seatbelt should be on and it should be ready to go.
And you don't like that I put it on. I don't put it on in the back seat.
I hate that.
I know it makes you crazy, but I don't feel like that's the law. And you know what? I'm old enough to remember when they passed the seatbelt laws and when people went crazy and they were like, how dare you? And also I'm from Texas, you know, but they're like, how dare you tell me what I can do in my own car? You can't tell me to put on no seatbelt.
There weren't even seatbelts
in the back seat. I don't think back then. I think that was a thing.
My grandma Sylvia hated putting on a seatbelt because, you know, when she was, you know, she came up with the car. Like back then there weren't seatbelts. And I'm not even joking. Like she was born in like 1917. Okay. So she was like, when the idea of putting on a seatbelt was like, well, we didn't ever have to do this before. But I'm I am like, buckle up. It's the law. That's what I was raised with. I'm like, I want that seatbelt and I want it on. I want it all over me. Get that belt all over my body.
That belt all over me. Yeah.
Yes. Belt me up.
Give me that belt. Give me some laws.
Well, you know, remember.
So yeah. Well, this episode, seatbelts. Real Housewives of Miami seatbelt buckle them. Edition.
Buckle your seatbelts. It's time to recap.
Yeah, we're packing. Everybody's packing to go. And Alexi is packing with Frankie. And she's like, you know, my favorite part of going to places where it's a little colder than Miami? I like to go in these boots. And I like to say, I'm wearing these boots. And you didn't compliment them in front of Frankie. How could you? How could you do that to Frankie?
And he looks at the boots and he goes, horrible. Horrible. Well, Todd didn't like them either. He's like, you see, thank you. So then we see Gertie packing and then Lisa's packing shoes and she's like, these girls are gonna be jealous. Just wait until they see my looks. I win. I win. I win.
And we see what she's packing and it's just like a pinky sized red dress.
Well, I think you have to get to Seville in order for you to win the competition first. So we'll circle back to that.
So the airport women arrive at the airport. The commercial women arrive at the airport. And yes. Lexi is like, I live in Spain from 17 to 23 in Madrid. That's more of a metropolitan city, like New York. And Seville is more like an elder city. So it's like the Marisol of cities, you know? And I know Americans sometimes call it Sevilla, Seville, but I just can't with that. Like, it's Sevilla. Por favor.
Adriana just pops up and says, you know what I call Sevilla? But dry, bony knees city. Dry, bony knees. Bony knees. Dry knees.
Hey, hey, Marisol, could you take us to the Dry Knees Museum?
So Lisa is running late. She's 45 minutes late. Actually, not 45 minutes late. It's 45 minutes to boarding time. And they're like, where is she? It's an international flight. You can't just like pop up at the last second, right? And Gertie's like, I mean, she knows we got to be there 2 hours at the minimum. I mean, look at this. So we get another Lisa running late montage, which... They love to bust out that montage multiple times a season. And this has been happening for a few seasons because how annoyed has production been? You know, we were talking when we were on Jeff Lewis last week, he told us that Lisa's call time was late. And even if Lisa's call time is late, production has had it with her. And I mean, you can tell production has had it with her this episode. They are roasting her the entire time.
Yeah. So there's going to be a point of contention, guys. Okay. And Alexia's like, what does she think? They're going to stop the plane for her? Come on. She probably does. And then it's 2 hours later and we're in Stephanie's private plane and Lars and Adriana are boarding and Stephanie finally gets there. She's late and she's like, hello, shake my hand, please, driver. That's right, Sergey. Okay, first the Birkin. This is a Birkin that carries all of the other Birkins. It's $70,000. Have you ever noticed the way she laughs?
She does that.
She does a silent laugh, but we have a friend who makes this exact same face. Her name rhymes with Mady Mazorla, and she laughs like this. It looks just like her. It looks just like her. It cracks me up. That's the most likable thing about Stephanie is that little laugh.
Crap is on demand exclusive. The Stephanie show. Stephanie. I don't know. What's her last name? Shojai laugh. You're so right. She laughs exactly like Mady Mazorla. She gets on, she has her thing, and then she gets on board and they're like,
no, take off your shoes before you step on the cashmere.
Because there's like a cashmere rug, I guess, which listen, we know you're rich. We know you've got a private plane and all that stuff. Why do you have a cashmere carpet or rug like that?
That ain't hers. That's her husband's company plane. It's got Shoma all over it. He has it because it's fancy. You take clients around on there.
But that's not rug material. Okay. Be luxurious within reason. Like, be logically luxurious. Don't be stupid luxurious.
Yeah. And she's like, you know what they say, girls? Departure time is whenever Stephanie shows up. Yeah, I'm good. Let's get some drinks on.
So they're going and making drinks. I think the reason why I really liked this private plane, I'm just going to talk about this the entire episode. I think the reason why I liked this private plane is because they were acting in this private plane. They were just like in someone's kitchen. And I never really saw a private plane space feel like a kitchen. They were making cocktails. And obviously we know you can make cocktails on the plane because that's what flight attendants do all the time. But there was something about them grabbing the booze and pouring drinks and dancing and lights. I don't know. I was like, I think I want a private plane now. I think I want this experience in my life. Can we make that a Patreon? Loves rules. A Patreon goal.
You're a person who like has told yourself that you love rules and you defined your life by rules and you're seeing what it's like to live without rules and you're getting turned on. You're getting a no rule boner. You're going to become a fucking renegade, like anarchist.
Yeah.
After this episode. Well,
I will totally be an anarchist, which is ironic because, during the Spanish Civil War, anarchists were part of the mix. So, in case you want, I've been playing a board game about the Spanish Civil War lately a lot. And, you can play as anarchists. And I'm learning things about what went on in there in the 30s. So fun times, everyone. So Stephanie is like, I've never been this super social, full of like, you know, full of friends type of girl, you know, and it's just been like crazy. Look at all these lights flashing and we're partying, but I'm trying to do new things. And I mean, how bad can it be? Right, guys? I am fun. I am Stephanie Shoja. I am paying for my friendships right now, which I will deny doing later.
When she said, I've never been this super social, full of friends type of girl, I was like, oh, you don't say. I can't tell at all. Can't tell.
You seem like the person. You seem like the person that people naturally gravitate to. Like, for instance, your sisters.
Yeah, you just seem like you have so much fun with women. And she's like, guys, show my bags. I've got show my bags here. Everybody gets one. They've got LED masks and bus bench posters with my face on them. Just if you want to put them anywhere in your house, that would be okay. And what else does she give them?
She gets pajamas.
Branded pajamas.
No, not pajamas. She gets pajamas, not pajamas. And Larsa is like annoyed for some reason. She's like, I mean, who does Stephanie like think she is like? Oprah like? You get a gift like. You get a gift like. Everybody's getting a gift like XYZ and this and that like. I'm like, Larsa, when did you not stop liking that? I feel like that's Larsa's MO in life is to receive gifts.
Yeah. So Adriana's like, I could get used to this life. It's a tough life, but someone's got to live it. I'm grateful you chose me to live it. Thank you for choosing me. And she's like, oh, it is Kiki who chose you to live this life. Not me. Not me. Don't forget. Hilarious callback to, Adriana being mean to me.
I was concerned, honestly. Are you guys good? Are you guys fighting or anything? Like, what's going on? You guys want to fight right now? No fighting. It's like, because I feel like you feel like a certain way. Is that true? Do you want to put on my pajamas first before we discuss this? No. Maybe there's like a little hiccup, but I thought she had chosen to come without me.
Adriana, if I would have a private plane, I would invite you on private plane and give you good pajamas. But I do not have private plane, not my plane, not my rules, and not my place to make an invitation.
So the producer asks her, Julia, like, did the thought cross your mind to not take the private plane to be with Adriana on a commercial flight? And Julia's like, the answer is goat. No, wait, I'm sorry. Wrong question. The answer is no. And I think the answer should be no. I'm sorry. If someone invites me, like, if this is not middle school, no, people don't have to hold hands on different flights. I think it was very nice of Stephanie to invite Julia. And I don't think that there was any obligation to, like, maybe if it was like a husband and a wife situation, maybe if you had like a Katie and Tom situation, maybe there'd be a consideration. But honestly, if you got invited onto a private plane and I was on commercial, I would be like, go have fun, have a blast.
That is a lie.
Sit there.
That
I would sit there in the plane and be like, fuck them, fuck them all. But it doesn't matter if I'm mad. You guys should still do it. I should never stay back because of me. Let me be mad. Let me be Katie Maloney on the plane, because ultimately it's not right for you to give up a private plane experience for my crusty, angry ass.
Oh, Ben, I would totally give it up for you. Don't worry. Silent if it ever happens, you're the private plane is you.
Silent Stephanie Shoja.
Well, I wish I could have brought everyone, but it was really hard. I couldn't invite Gertie. And speaking of Lisa, do you even think she made it on the plane, you guys? She's late all the time. I'm such part of this group. Look at me with girlfriends.
I don't know, like, but like, I'm just gonna be cordial with her, like, because Lisa hasn't even unfollowed my ex-boyfriend, like Marcus Jordan, like.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And Stephanie's like, okay guys, it's time for us to put on pajamas. Are you guys ready to put on your Shoma group pajamas? Mine are the white ones. You guys have the black ones. Okay. We're going to show what the difference here, because I own the plane. Okay. So I've got different pajamas than you guys. You want to put on your pajamas? Anyone?
But like, no. But like, if Lisa doesn't like see all like the things like I'm going through, like publicly, like with someone like bashing me, like, you're not like my fucking friend, like, I feel like.
I love Larsa elevating her situation with Marcus to like national scandal. No one is paying attention. No one cared. We saw the picture of him snorting coke in France and we all laughed like stupid Marcus. And we all
never heard from him again. right?
No one is keeping tabs on Larsa's issues. No one is tracking down Larsa's comments on Marcus's Instagram. I'm going to tell you that right now. Yeah, and if there's footage of us talking about it on Crappy Hour, then fine. I don't care. It's two of us talking about it. Then. Well, that's just but the world though. Is not talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's not the world. We're just two queens, you know?
So Stephanie is like, I wonder if the girls on commercial got pajamas also, because I gave you guys pajamas, because I'm a girlfriend. I'm a real girlfriend.
Do you think the other girls are doing private plane things, getting food, drinks, dancing, getting Shoma bags? Do you think they're doing that on the private plane? What losers? Oh, my God. This girl screams, just got some old man's money. Like, she just screams. It is sad. It makes me sad. Like, you should just be more enjoyable. You should just, like, enjoy this more without needing to rub it in everybody's face. You know, you just need to be one of those people. It's like, you want to look at someone with new money and be like, they're new money? They act like a Rockefeller. So classy.
My favorite version of new money is when people act like they're old money, but they've been new money all this time, like Yolanda Foster. You know, oh,
yes.
You want to come onto my flight? Please come onto my flight. But I don't know. I can't describe it though. That's my favorite version of new money is fake old money. But I'm really enjoying Stephanie being just an obnoxious twit. I don't know why. It just tickles me to no end.
I'm laughing. I mean, look, I think that Stephanie is a complete asshole. I really do. I think she's a horrible human being.
Horrible.
I think she's a terrible person. She's an awful, awful, awful girl. But I'm really enjoying her. I have to say, I was laughing very... It's fun to laugh at. It's kind of like a Heather Dubrow thing. Like, I had to get through a lot of years of just despising Heather Dubrow. And now I don't despise Heather Dubrow anymore. Like, I can see the humor in her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't ever want to meet her or talk to her or be in the same room with her or, no. You know, like, even like the same bus as her or whatever, which would never happen.
Don't worry about that, Heather Dubrow. Flap hand. I just think that Stephanie, is so funny because she just cracks me up. But obnoxious, terrible person, but cracks me up. So Julia we then see footage of the women on flying business class. And I do say it's funny. Business class is so nice. And they're like on a nice business class. They've got pods. This is like enviable flying. It's like first class. This is enviable flying. But after seeing the four women on their own plane, then when you see them all, in first class, it looks like they are on like a city bus. I was like, ugh, disgusting.
I mean,
look how crowded it is.
Honestly, I'd take the pod. I would take the pod. I mean, to me, that's like the ultimate glamour. You're in your own private bed. It can be a bed or a chair. You don't have to look at anybody. You can watch whatever you want on TV. You get your own personal three-meal service. I mean, that's for me. Listening to Stephanie brag about her shit, you could not pay me to be on that. Although I would take the red light mask. Because did you notice that red light mask was one that I suggested on Amazon Live? I did. That girl must have watched our Amazon Live. Because she got my favorite red light mask.
Yes, this week I'm hoping to add Shoma Group pajamas onto our podcast. Fingers crossed. So Julia's like, do you think the girlfriends are bitching about us having caviar and salsa? Or are they saying we're so happy for them? And Stephanie is like, absolutely none of them are saying we're so happy for them. Silent laughs. I feel like I've got to make a noise to do this, Stephanie. Like, for the people who are just listening with audio, I feel like we have to make some sort of noise to indicate it's Stephanie's silent laugh.
It's just so funny to me that she doesn't ever make any noise. There's no breathing. There's no panting. There's nothing. She just goes. So then we cut to Marisol, and she's getting glammed. They're, like, doing her lips and her, like, widow outfit. She's like, oh my God, flying commercial. You have to go through the line. You have to see TSA. You have to take things out of your bag. They stick their finger up your buns. They like do a mouth swab. You know, they turn you upside down by your ankles and shake you. I feel like a prison. What is this? A tuna sandwich? I feel like a prisoner. And oh God, horrible.
So then we cut back to Steph. And she has a big announcement. She goes, I love tea sandwiches. Like, Marisol's tea sandwiches were so good. This is the first time we've ever heard anyone declare love for a tea sandwich. I feel like tea sandwiches are the most basic, simple sandwiches of all time. I mean, they're nice. I mean, cream cheese and cucumber, fine, lovely. But who says that they love tea sandwiches? I'm sorry, that is crazy. When there's so many other better sandwiches out there in the world, tea sandwiches are just like the, they're just the, they're just, I'm trying to even, I can't even come up with a metaphor. I can't even come up with an analogy. I was going to try to say that they're the something of sandwiches. I can't even come up with what they are. What are they of the sandwiches? They are.
The sandwiches? They're like the mayo. Well, no, not even mayo, because mayo is like a must.
They're like the Christopher Cross. They're like the Christopher Cross of sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
They're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice.
They're just basics, you know, and she, I think she likes them because she sees them as something that's fancy, you know, like yes. She went to a tea in England with Masood or whatever. And she's like, oh my God, this is so fancy. You know what I'm really into, Masood? Tea sandwiches. I always have been. Always have been. How did you know that? And you brought me to a tea sandwich place.
Larsa goes, so good. Larsa has no idea what a tea sandwich is. She doesn't even realize that the sandwich that is in her fingers is a tea sandwich.
She thinks
it's a sandwich
gossip.
In the shape of a tea.
Yeah, she thinks she's eating my favorite a letter. Fucking gossip session, you know?
So, like, why are you and Alexia, like, fighting, like, because, like, I'm so confused, like.
And we see the Chihuahua versus Rottweiler fight. And Stephanie is saying, you try to belittle me. You try to belittle women to try to make yourself feel better. And Julia's like, oh, just my advice. You'll feel she belittled you.
Maybe let's stick to this point without saying she belittle other women. Because, honestly, I don't think she belittles other women. She belittles little women. Your little woman, but not all women, only little women. Maybe say she belittles little women. This would be good. This would be okay.
Her favorite novel is literally called Belittle Women. Okay. Adrian goes, well, you didn't see her belittling me for 2 straight years, Julia. And Julia's like,
Adriana, you're good with her now. Why are you going to the past? You had this thing about you. I love you, but you go to the past all the time.
And Adriana's going to the past all the time. Like, I don't know, maybe Julia being upset at Gertie being a little salty about a cruise line with Captain Sandy.
That happened a year ago.
Or Julia being upset about Gertie not hopping on a Zoom link fast enough. God, I hate when people go to the past. So Julia's like, you know, it's just you go to the past all the time. And she's like, because we're talking about the pattern of behavior. That's why, you know, all of a sudden Julia has developed selective amnesia, you know. And we see a really great flashback montage of Alexia belittling women. Chiefly
and Julia in particular, which was really funny. She goes, oh, you know how to be a prostitute because you're Russian. So that's why. That's why you know how to be a prostitute.
So funny. So Adriana thinks that basically Julia's memory is clouded by her new friendship with Alexia.
Well, it is up to her. It is up and down with her and Todd. And I'm not making excuses for her. But Alexia doesn't understand because she can't take jokes right now because she's very upset.
And she's like, it's not my fault she doesn't have humor. Am I right? Am I right, guys?
Sevilla, here we come, like. So then Julia... I don't know. This whole scene just is making me laugh. Like everything about it makes me laugh. Just like Larsa in the corner going, Sevilla, here we come. I don't know why. I don't know Larsa even understands where she's going in the world right now. I think she thinks she's going to get off and like she'll be in Australia somewhere. She's like, where are the koalas like? So Julia is like,
Stephanie and Alexia both have strong personalities and hopefully they can coexist on trip like Martina and Chris Everett during press tour, because we're going to Spain for Alexia and I need everyone to get along. Wishful thinking, right?
Yeah, she's going to ruin it in 2 seconds. She's like,
I hope everyone gets along. By the way, Alexia, she was talking about you.
So now Julie and Larsa take the beds and they're cuddling in their masks and, everybody gets in their red light and, morning. It's now morning. Fun fact. Did you know that Spain has 5 different types of Spanish, which in its own country, the first official language is Castilian, and Castilian has a lisp. So for example, Barcelona, Ibiza, Dryneath. And then her Chiron says, Professor Adriana, resident expert on all things.
I love this like little lesson. I actually really liked it, but it just was so funny that they inserted it out of nowhere. Just like, here's Adriana to tell us a little bit more about Spain's languages.
Because even Brava, even the editors at Brava are like, let's mock somebody for going back to school. Because that shit is hilarious. Can you believe this idiot's going to Harvard? What a loser.
Rumor has it, it was created by an old king that had a lisp and he couldn't really say the S properly.
I just love how she's also so delighted when she tells people, she's teaching someone information, and she has a story later on that she also conducts with the same tone as if she's explaining about like different Spanish dialects.
Yeah.
However, it has a different ending.
we'll get to it. I love the story too about the old king with the lisp, and I love it. Just shows how powerful gays are. We're like, guess what? I'm gay, and you're all gonna at least talk gay. You may not have a dick in your mouth, but you are gonna have a gay tongue in your mouth. Do you understand? It is now said Barcelona, and that's it. And if not, you're beheaded. Got it, bitch.
And we're calling it Castilian. Oh, because you live in a castle? No. It's because Julian Castilian lives next door and I really want to impress him.
So now Stephanie's group is in a van and she's like, do you guys have your passports? And Larsa says, the only thing like I've still got on me, like, is a good time. Like, and I'm like ready to like have like a great time. Like,
huh? Larsa, when she said this with a big goofy smile on her face, she was like trying to have this like we're girlfriends going on a trip moment, we're here. But she started off in the wrong way, because she said she should have said like, the only thing I still have on me is like a bad time and I'm ready to have a good time. But like, she's like, the only thing I still have on me is a good time, and I'm ready for a great time, ha. It's like, okay, sure, that can be your like, let's get this party started motto.
She's like, I've been to Barcelona, like, and Ibiza, like, but I've never, like, been to Sevilla, like. So, like, you know what, like, I love? Like, cultures and, like, foods and, like, I don't know, they have cars there, right? I love their cars. I love their cars there.
You cannot tell me that Larsa eats on vacation or partakes in any sort of local culture. You just cannot tell me that. Larsa is shopping and partying, and that's it.
Yeah. So Julia has explained, she's like, okay, everybody, we got a presidential suite, but, no,
I'm sorry. I'm Julia. You shut up. Stop taking my line, little person. Okay. I'm Julia. So, we have a presidential suite as one of our suites, but I have taken the, moment to give the suite to Alexia because she is going through such a hard time. So I hope everyone is good. I waited to tell you until after I was off of your private plane.
Seriously. But guess what? The joke is on Julia because, hello, Miss Stephanie Shojai. You have been upgraded to a presidential suite for the second president who'd come visit us. And she's like, oh, that was not me. I did not do that. And guess what? It was Masood. So she has like a big, she has everything. She has a patio. There's roses. They walk in, there's Chanel gifts, and then they all have to sit there and watch her as she like unpacks all these gifts and try to like pretend like they are not super jealous.
I mean, those are really nice gifts. I wonder what he gives to the mistress. I mean, Jesus, giving that to the wife. Who are you giving the good stuff to? Well, I've had lots of men do very romantic things for me. One time a man took me on a helicopter all the way to his own private island in the Bahamas. And it was a pyramid. And there was a lady there who got us massages from girls who had golf hats on, but nothing else. And it was great. Unfortunately, he died. His helicopter went down.
He died in his helicopter, flying back from his island, back to Palm Beach, died. The helicopter fell.
Well, got Epstein'd on the way home. So Stephanie is unpacking her presents. And meanwhile, the other ladies are coming in vans and they're called Team No Sleep. And Marisol goes, you just see them passing orange trees, which are orange. And orange? They pass them and Marisol goes, are those limes?
Oranges. The capital is known for its oranges.
Also, oh, oranges are known for orange.
Orange is the new lime. Am I right? So Lisa, they find out that Lisa is landing soon. And Alexia's like, you know, I love that Lisa is safe. But like, oh, well, you know, Peter, I would have like really appreciated if she would have sent us a text. But like not just saying anything had us really worried that she might actually be joining us. Like I was like, please don't make it on the trip. But she might. She's joining after all.
We were so worried about her. Look how we acted at the airport when we said, where's Lisa? And then we got on the plane and we left.
So then, meanwhile, the other women, they've changed. They've spiffed up and they're now sitting at the hotel bar. And there's this guy named Oliver who works at the hotel. And she goes, oh, I have to tell you, I am obsessed with Tomas. He is like your best employee of all time. And then we see that there's this guy, Tomas, who's basically like a butler who was in the room with Steph. And she's like, okay, repeat after me, Tomas. No basic bitches. Okay. No basic bitches. I hate to break it to you, but you're kind of the basic bitch of this group.
You're not the rule keeper, Tomas. Just repeat it. He's like, no basic bitches. She's like, very good. Give him a raise. So then we go to Julie and Adriana going to a bar and Stephanie's there. And she's like, you guys, this is my first trip without Masood. It is so hard without being with Masood. You know, like going down steps and not worrying if somebody's going to fall down them. You know what I mean? It's really, really hard to get used to.
Do you have any other trips?
And not having to read them to somebody? Difficult.
It's just weird being on a trip and not being told that you're going to be going on another trip within the trip to go to Canada. It's just weird. But she says the only other trip that she's had without Masood was when she went to Colombia to get her boobs reduced. So I just love the way she continues to like brag when like she finds new and interesting ways to brag at all times. Like yeah. She has just such enormous boobs that they had to be reduced. So she went to Colombia to do it.
Yeah. And so why are you finally getting an old man and getting your boobs reduced when the old man is starting to grow the boobs? It just seems like weird timing.
Yeah. Well, it's like conservation of mass. Like it's a zero sum effect. If his boobs get bigger, yours must get smaller.
Yeah.
So she says, I don't like being away from my husband because I'm obsessed with him. I'm addicted to him. Like I'd love his energy. I'd love having him around me. Like I like to tell him things. I like to go to lunch. I like to have breakfast. I like to have dinner. I like to cuddle with him. I like his presence around me all the time. Like
I give them 5 years.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure you could have gone to a fabulous place with Masood and had fun, but you chose to be with us. And thank you for that.
There's so many feelings that need to be discussed, but we need to move on and be friends. And while I do believe that Alexia should choose her words more wisely, I do not like her.
Two grown-up women fighting about dog breeds is pretty funny, I have to say. It was so hilarious.
Well, I think what it is Napoleon syndrome, because you go to sleep every night feeling very, very inferior. So you wake up in the morning and try to make yourself feel like you're superior. But in reality, every day you go to bed knowing you have self-esteem issues. And at this point, what's so funny is that when she was saying this, I literally thought she was talking about herself at first because she's the short one.
She's the short one. That's what Napoleon complex is.
And that's what Napoleon. Yeah. And then I started to realize, oh, she's saying Alexia has a Napoleon complex. I was like, do you know what a Napoleon complex is? And do you realize... You're the Napoleon here.
She just described herself. And, you know, you need to make yourself superior, but in reality, it's your sister that are bitches. Right, guys? Napoleon complex.
You need to make yourself feel superior. Like, I don't know, picking and choosing gets to go on a private plane with you. I don't know.
And then bragging about all the Chanel gifts your husband sent you when he upgraded you to a presidential suite. Like, girl.
Like, for a moment, I thought she was being self-reflective. I was like, I actually really appreciate that she acknowledges that she has Napoleon syndrome. And then it's like, oh, no. Her Napoleon syndrome is so bad, she actually thinks the taller person has it. I've never seen a Napoleon syndrome be so ironic.
So Adriana's like, I'm like, who are you? Oh, so Julia tells, the other girls come in to the bar, all the bus people. So they come in and Julia gets runs up off her seat to Alexia and she's like,
oh, hello, get ready. We were talking about you, but have drink first because girl over there talking about you. It's gonna be bad.
Yeah. And note, Her tone was not, "Oh my God, we were just talking about you." Her tone was, "Get ready. We were just talking about you. You need to have a drink first." There was nothing about that that was friendly or that was peacekeeping or was in line with everything else that Julia said this trip was supposed to be about.
No, she was being a little kiss ass. Of course, she's running up to her like masters and giving them the information so she can be like, "Oh, I was the one stand up for you. Everybody else hates you. I guess I'm your best friend here."
Mm-hmm. So Alexia goes, "Well, I don't care. They can all go fuck off." "What do you mean they were talking about me? I told you not to talk. I told you not to talk about me."
"But it wasn't me. I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about them not talking about you, maybe."
And so Adriana sees this and she's like, "I'm like, who are you? Do I even know you? Are you like a little puppy now?" It's like she became Alexia's little bitch, so eager to run to mommy. Just a small fact. Mommies are called mommies because the real word is mother, which is longer, but people shorten it out of affection for the woman that birthed them.
And that woman died in helicopter. So Alexia tells everyone that Lisa missed the flight and has landed in Madrid. And Larsa's like,
I wish I would have bet on Lisa missing her flight, because I would have made $1 million, because I would have bet $1 million, and then, I guess I would have bet $500,000, and then I would have won that back, so it'd be $1 million and XYZ and this and that.
She's going to be late to her own funeral, girls, honestly.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Alexia goes upstairs with her group and Julia joins them. And Stephanie is telling Larsa, "We haven't been off the plane for 2 hours and this is how Julia repays me? She doesn't even let me finish the conversation. She just goes and gossip. The one horrible, disgusting move that she made. That is one horrible, disgusting, poor person never going on a private plane again move that she just made. I hope she enjoys Southwest Airlines."
This is Stephanie who is like, "This is how she repays me for me doing this for her," when later on she's like, I don't buy things for my friends so that way
they she repays me. She got to go on a sponsored company old man jet. How dare she
got,
I'm taking back her old man pajamas.
She got free branded Shoma Group pajamas. That's valuable. So yeah, Adriana's like, "Yeah, this is a new Julia. I don't know her." So then the other ladies are toasting to each other. They're checking their rooms. Marisol, for some reason, is dressed like she's in a hazmat suit. She's in all white and she has a little thing over her head. I think she thought she was going to Chernobyl. And then Julia goes,
"Everybody, stop the presses. I'm just looking for ET. Give them up. Give them up. We can go back to our day. Does anybody have a stockpile of stuffed animals? He likes to hide in those."
"Well, I'm worried about radioactivity because the limes here are orange. That's scary." So Julia goes back to the original group and she's like, "What have I missed?" And Stephanie goes, "Julia, I have a question for you. What the hell were you thinking? She hasn't even been here for 2 hours and you have to go gossip? Gossip? I said we were talking about you. We're talking about you." But why would you do that, though? Why'd you do that, though?
It's, so disrespectful. "I thought we were friends."
"But did I tell her we were talking about?" "No, I said, we're talking about you. Have fun. Look at you. You're lies. Here. We were talking about you."
Lies, lies, lies. "Okay, why are you stirring the pot? We just got here. You were the one that was this trip has to be fun. This trip has to be great. And you're already stirring the pot? It hasn't been 10 minutes. Pot hasn't even been taken out of the box yet."
"Oh, Stephanie."
No, stir, stir, stir. "You know what? Stir away. Because guess what? I have the biggest fucking spoon, bitch. And I'll be stirring all fucking trip."
Literally, guys, I have a really big spoon. Masood got it for me. It was actually hilarious. So when I was coming back from Colombia, when I had my breast reduced, he was like, "I feel bad that you went on a trip without me." So we went, when we flew back up to Canada, he found an enormous Montreal spoon. They call it Montreal spoon. So I brought it back. It's actually the only one in the entire world. So I have a huge spoon. Oh my God, I'll show you guys when we get back to Miami.
Yeah, those are the ones you have to look out for. The ones that are doing all the dirty work, and then you're not knowing, Marisol. Marisol's definitely dangerous. Also, you know what's dangerous? Spoons. They're really hard. Nothing stays on them. I keep putting them on. I keep trying to put food on there and it just falls off.
You need to turn the spoon the other way.
Yeah. Spoons are scary because when I look at my reflection in it, I'm upside down. That's like, that's not right. Like,
so Julia's like, Stephanie, I like you, but stop with the attitude, please. So, well, I like you. But then you go and you tell someone we were talking about them just because like the only thing we were talking about was the situation. Like you didn't have to go and tell her, you know, I have a, you know, okay. I have a prayer I'd like to say for Julia. Lord, baby Jesus, protect us from people with hidden agendas as we strive to be genuine and others are not. Amen.
And Julia's like, well, cheers to Seville. And she goes, well, cheers to finding out who our real friends are. Dun, 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 dun. You're never going to see my money again. You're never going to see my shoma again.
So it's nighttime now. People are getting into glam. Marisol is, of course, leeching off Alexia's glam because it's Marisol. And the guy's doing hairspray on, or the whoever it was doing hairspray on her. And Marisol's like, well, God, be careful. I got hairspray in my khaki.
Well, I'm glad you wanted to do this. Julie and I both want you to be distracted from thinking about ta-da-da, all right? Oh, yeah, I thought it was weird that Julia, as soon as she saw me, was like, oh, we've been talking about you. Oh, no, that's Alexia. I thought it was weird that Julia, as soon as she saw me, was like, oh, we've been talking about you. Like, I don't know if I, like, should be happy or, like, were they saying nice things? No, don't be so wicked and think the worst. It was probably something great, you know?
Yeah. And then we cut to Larsa. This is actually really fucked up, but like the way it's treated on this show kind of cracked me up because it's so Real Housewives of Miami. So Larsa's like in glam and she gets a phone call. She's like, hello, 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 hello.
The best part is she was saying a different accent. She goes, hello, 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 hello,
hello. Hola. This guy keeps calling me from different numbers saying I have a crush on you. And I've like blocked all these numbers.
So I'm like, what country are you from? Like, I can only reject him in like the language that he's like accustomed to. So like, that's why I say hello in so many different languages.
Like Larsa is literally being stalked. And Stephanie goes, Larsa, are you dating anybody? like, I don't care. Like... This is a scary situation. And like Stephanie just doesn't even like, whatever. Are you dating anybody?
Like nothing crazy. Like, okay, I mean this in a kind, loving way.
I just feel like maybe you should try and stay away from athletes for a couple of months and try a businessman. Or I don't know. What about that guy on the phone who keeps calling you? I mean, I think stalkers could be a totally viable source of romance.
I mean, he's making an effort, you know, and that's the important thing.
No, but like I'm open, but like whatever like the universe like has in store, like, you know, like if it's rich and like has like a career in like sports, then yeah, like,
and then they show the guy that's doing their glam, but they don't give him a name. They're like Cesar and Sammy or whatever. I was like, can they have their own identities? Cause we're only talking to one. And he's like, oh, you know what? I think that she likes being a MILF because if I was 25 or a 75 year old with the same bank account, who would you date? And Lars is like,
but like, I can't like go to bed at like 8:30. Like my love here. Like I go to clubs. I like to stay out like all night. Like
Stephanie's like, excuse me. We sometimes go out all the way to 9:30. Okay. Cause only bad things happen after 10 PM. Right. So Stephanie says that she doesn't have a guy for Larsa yet because Larsa has strict requirements, aka they have to be athletes. And Larsa's like,
I'm open to it. I mean, Steph wants to find me someone in finance or like a builder or something like that. That's stupid. I don't like it.
So, Larsa's saying that she hopes that Julia doesn't go back and tell Alexia everything, where Alexia's feeling like she has to like come into this trip like in a bad mood, which is too late for that. That ship has sailed.
And Steph is like, well, you know what these people need to get used to? If you stir the pot, I'm going to stir the pot right back. And I'm going to flip the table right back on you. And I'm not going to stay quiet.
She's like, wow, that's like a really big reaction for like, I don't know, like a normal day on Housewives.
You're going to need to scale it back a little bit there.
Yeah. So.
The flamenco singers have been brought to dinner. And Alexi's like, hello, hello. I love flamenco. I love your work. Oh my God, I love you. Come here. Give me a kiss. You know what you do? Flamenco. You know what you do? Put your foot down. That's what I'm trying to learn to do with Todd. Okay? So maybe you can teach me.
Put my foot down. Click, 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 click. I did it. Give me a kiss. Come on.
Well, this trip is really important for Alexia because we've decided it is. And it's my duty to distract her and keep her off thoughts of Todd. I mean, so I hired this musician. He looks like Kenny G, but they call him they call him just like the crazy guy who sings. And, you know, I want him to start the, give us a good mood to begin the trip with a bang, you know?
Well, I want to say something personal about love. I'd like to sing with my heart to Alexia. I would sing with my whole heart.
Alexia!
For my ears.
My inside. Can I suffer for love?
It's so good. It's so good. Oh, well, you know, Peter, it's so good. Oh, well, you know, Peter, I'm crying. Alexia!
He was dying. He's like right in her face. Like, oh, he's like sobbing. He's like, please, the love inside. Don't let it go.
Oh, well, I'm crying in my khaki right now. It's just so beautiful. Everyone's like trying not to laugh. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what, like, I feel like this is like a certain style of singing. So I was watching, trying to be respectful, like, oh, this is probably just a local style of like incantation. But I was like, this is crazy.
It was so funny because the drama, he was just so dramatic. Oh my gosh. And the song he was singing was so funny. He's like, oh my God, the son you gave him, that man didn't understand your love. Ladies are crying. The rest but of Marisol and Alexia are both sobbing. They're like, oh my God, heals me. I'm dying inside. This is beautiful.
And I have to say, like, everyone's trying to be respectful, but they cannot. They cannot hold their laughter. They are like dying inside. Like Larsa is just like, she's just like giggle, like she's just trying to cover her mouth. Everyone's just like trying to be like chill, and they're like, ah,
this guy was just so dramatic. And Lars was like,
I don't like know what's like happening. Like Alexia and Marisol are like crying, but like, I don't feel like any emotion.
But yeah, do you ever feel any emotion? Like, have we ever seen Larsa with any emotion ever?
It's been a long time. I don't think Larsa feels anything anymore. I don't know if that she has. I don't think sensation is something I think about with Larsa. There's a lot. So Marisol's like, well, I did not ask Danny to play that tearjerker. That was on his own. Holy crap. Wow. My goodness. I was crying so much that my knees got lubricated.
And then it ends and Alexi goes, ole, ole. So they applause and then caviar is served. And Julie gives her speech like,
welcome to Sevilla. Sevilla. We've put a trip together to welcome you all. We have had different reasons to be here. Me, scary goat babysitting children. Larsa, I don't know. She knows where she is. Stephanie, mean person, needs mean place to go. But we wanted to make it special for you, Alexia.
And she goes, oh, you have. That was so special. That was so special. I died inside and came back to life. Thank you, ladies. Thank you. Thank you.
Danny, I love you, Danny. I love you. Don't change Danny. You're a star. Smaller star, but still a star. You're in a constellation of stars, okay? I'm like the moon of the stars, okay? Okay, Little Dipper. I love you, Little Dipper.
I'm Ursa Major, you're Ursa Minor. Oh, my friends are my family, and like the only reason I'm still standing is because of my friends. You know, so like no matter what, if we have our differences, we come together and we support each other. Even
except one person. Where's Lisa? Where's Lisa?
So she's like, she's on a train because, oh, well, you know, Peter, she missed the flight. So she had to go to Miami, London, London, Madrid, Madrid to get on the train to Seville. And we see a map and she's, you know that Lisa had a million bags and she went alone because these people, the production was like, we paid a lot of money for this flight and you just were like, you just shrugged it off. Good luck. You're carrying your own bags through planes, trains, and automobiles. Yeah.
They didn't even give her a PA. They're like, good luck. Hope you can make it. And I like that Alexi is so dramatic. She makes every city twice. She's like Miami, then London, London, Madrid, Madrid. Then she went to Madrid. And then from Madrid, she was coming from London. So then London, she went to Madrid. But then when she got to Madrid, she had to go on a train from Madrid to Seville from Madrid. It was like from Madrid to Seville. So it was like London, Madrid, Madrid, London, London, Seville, Sevilla, Seville, Seville, London, London. It's like, okay, it's three places.
So Gunnar's like, I can't even imagine little Lisa getting on a train with her luggage. She must be like, oh my God, there's so much luggage. I'm just a little lady. I've got so much luggage. What is she going to do? What? What's she going to do?
I think they like think of the train as being this thing with like, it's like donkeys are on there. Like people have bird cages selling spices, like it's just like peasants and like beggars and everything. But reality is, I mean, if you have like more than one bag on a train, it is very stressful. And you know that Lisa has like five giant suitcases. I really don't know how she did that. I don't know how she did the train. How do you do that with so many bags and you're alone?
Narcissus like,
oh my God, like she might end up in like Poland or like Italy. What if she ends up in Poland?
I would love it if Lisa ended up in Poland. Like she said, well, I'm in Warsaw, everyone. So Adrian's like, I feel like she's paying the price, just like that man who died in a helicopter. No one wants to be on the train.
So Stephanie announces that tomorrow she's taking everyone to a luxury flamenco dress store because they're going to get luxury dresses because she's Stephanie. Yes. And she knows this town too because she's been here many, many times. So she knows where the luxury flamenco's at. Bitch!
But they have to have appointments to go into the store. And like, what happens if there's the Lisa appointment? So they decided that they're going to give Lisa the last appointment of the day. And if she makes it, she makes it, which makes me wonder if they're setting up some sort of drama that Lisa shows up last and there's like no more good like flamenco dresses left and she has a meltdown, which I feel like will probably happen.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like it's rude. Like, yeah, it is rude. She needs to check in with us. I mean, why isn't she checked in with us?
Yeah, she needs to check in. That's what I always say. Mm-hmm. You know, I always say, you know, Peter, you got to check in, you know? And then one time Peter didn't check in and Frankie was there. I said, how could you not check in front of Frankie? Come on. Come on, bro. Come on.
Alexia full on has like her nose up in the air. You know, when she, her imperious nose, whatever it is, imperial maybe. When she has her nose up, she's like, you got to check in. You have to check in. Mm-hmm. How do you not check in? If you don't, you have to check in. If you're going to be late, that's fine, but check in. You're not going to check
Imagine
in.
Imagine me like last week at the preppy party wearing glasses right now. So you'll take me more serious. Mm-hmm. She didn't check in.
When you are late for your friends who work so hard to organize a trip, and by your friends working so hard, I mean people at Bravo, and your friends take all the credit for it. It is not the right thing to do. That is not right. You must check in.
She thinks we are not important enough to make a call. Enough about Lisa, like, but like, we had the best time on the plane with Stephanie, like. Marcel's like, I am just so happy for you. Wow. A plane, a private plane. That was amazing. I enjoyed the tuna fish sandwich that somebody threw out of my hand while I was getting my ankles shook out in TSA. So glad.
Yeah, we drank like, we danced like, it was fun like.
I felt bad to split all of you guys up, but you know, I did ask you first. I did ask you, Alexia, first. And Marisol's like, yeah, when we arrived, did you guys feel a weird vibe? Sorry, it's this Lieutenant Marisol showing up to do Alexia's dirty work right now. So let's get the ball rolling on the fight.
I felt it was weird too, Kiki.
Yeah, it was weird. I felt that.
Well, yeah, because then Julia came up and she said, you were talking about me. So yeah, she said that, you know, it would have been nice to get a heads up about it, you know, like maybe like a text or something, you know, because you're supposed to get like a heads up.
She was like basically getting off her chest.
Yeah, like the time I went to Colombia to get a breast reduction, I just like to get it off my chest. Oh, well, yeah. Well, you spent time getting to know the other girls, but you judged me from day one. She goes, that is not true, Alexia. Well, at Marisol's party, I thought you were going to sit down and tell me how you couldn't take all of this, talk all of us. And, you know, and turns out all you said all the hurtful, defamatory lies. And how could you accuse me of belittling women to make myself better? Like, I know you're new, but these girls have known me for years. So you're just going to come into the group and change the dynamics and make me look at or seem like somebody I'm not.
Okay, first of all, you're not going to tell me what dynamics I'm going to change and not going to change. And B, sorry you're offended, but sometimes the truth hurts Napoleon.
I like Stephanie taking a stance on which dynamics she's going to change. You don't get to tell me what dynamics I'm going
to change.
I'll change
dynamics all I want to. She goes, who do you think you are? I am Stephanie Shojai. She goes, bitch, and I'm an Alexia Napola. Okay, so there, you're Shojai, I'm a Napola. So look at that. Let's say last name.
And I think you're very insecure. I think you're very insecure.
No. You have insecurity. You're insecure yourself. That's what I said about her, right? She's insecure.
I'm Alexia. When I tell you, even though it was all over the trailers, let me tell you something. I cracked up with her thumping her chest, yelling, I'm Alexia!
Oh, you know why? Because my confidence, it bothers you. You know, thank you very much, because that's what happened. Look, my confidence hurts, okay? She's like, oh yeah, jealousy hurts. What am I jealous of? What? Just, you need therapy.
You know, and when somebody comes in with, you know, youth and beauty and a lot more money, Alexia thinks she's a star, and then that stardom might get threatened, and I think that might be a point of contention.
It's like, why are you trying to start a problem with me? That's your tone of voice, okay? That's the tone of voice you take. And she goes, okay, then match my tone of voice. Oh, I'm matching it right now. I'm matching your tone of voice right now, okay? So Julie's like, oh my God, would I have known I would start a crazy conversation? I never would have done it. I feel so bad. This is not what dinner is supposed to be about.
This classic person who says something like that. And it's like, oopsie, I never would have known that when I made it sound like they were talking shit about you, that she would get mad.
Guys, por favor, where did this go wrong? She's like, Mary Soul, I have tried at every event to talk to Alexia. Do you remember the time I told her husband was garbage? I mean, come on. It was like a hug. It was like a warm hug I was trying to give her.
And I have reciprocated by calling me a chihuahua. Well, you take things too personally, my dear. It's like, you called me a chihuahua. Well, because you said I barked.
It's like really hard to
Alexia saying you take things too personal is funny. Like Alexia. Yeah,
Alexia of all people.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to go toe-to-toe with Alexia, like. Brutal, really, like. But at, like, the same time, like, I don't think I've ever seen Stephanie this heated, like. Like, they butt heads because they're, like, alpha. Like, they're fighting about dog breeds, like. Okay, well, why did you pick a chihuahua for me? It's like, well, because you sound like one right now. Well, why did you say I'm a kiss ass? Because you think you can buy friends with all your riches. She's like, oh, did I buy you? It's like, you.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I couldn't hear with this red light mask on. Hold on. What?
You literally bought them. And then when Julia didn't do as you wanted her to do, you said, this is how you repay me, implying that you paid for something first.
Exactly. So Kiki's like, this is the most entertaining dinner. I'm on team Kiki. I'm enjoying myself so much. This is great. Alexia's like, you are dangling carrots. You know what? Who's going to get on my jet? Oh, I don't care about fancy things like that. Okay, look, I'm friends with Marisol. She looks like a newspaper with a head on top of it.
Did you see that when Stephanie was going around saying, did I buy you? Kiki goes, give me a Birkin bag. She's like, I'm for sale. She's like, you can buy me.
I'm for sale. So Gertie's like, oh, what happened to let the good times roll? Spain knows we're here now, that's for sure. And Stephanie's like, Alexia, I will take this moment to be the bigger person. I genuinely like you. Okay, can you tell? And I've not once said anything bad about you, except that you're insecure and shallow and stupid. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I was rubbed the wrong way. And that's it. And she goes, oh, you know what? But I was rubbed the wrong way too. That's why. Because, like, I was rubbed the wrong way too. That's, like, crazy.
I was offended when you called me a kiss ass because it didn't go in hand with calling me a big head 20 minutes earlier. So if you're going to insult me, they need to be consistent, Alexia. I need consistency, okay?
But did it go hand in hand with you talking about Todd? Was that hand in hand with something? I don't even know what hand in hand means, but yes, I'm going to say hand in hand because you said Todd was garbage, you know?
The one comment I regret is calling him trash, because just because he is trash doesn't mean I have to call him trash, you know?
And she's like, I only called him trash because I'm trying to be on her team against a guy that she says she's breaking up with. So she's like, I'm just trying to say Todd sucks. It's just my way of saying it. And Stephanie's like, I'm not here to tell you what to do with your life. She goes, but even like, you know what? Like, I get it because like stuff that I've told you guys about my relationship, like, you know what? I'm so regretful, you know, because you say things out of anger and then it gets you girls mad. And I know you have my best interest at heart. So like what I'm trying to say is, Stephanie, I love you. Like, we're best friends, right? And she's like, yeah, I love you too. Like, I can't even believe this. We're going to be the best friends. Yeah. Like, we're going to be together forever. What, this conversation turns so quickly.
That's why I was cracking up. I was like, I love this show because they went so hard at each other. And then they're like, and Alexia's like, now they're fighting over how good friends they'll be. Like, you know, we're going to be good friends. No, we'll be great friends. We're going to be great friends. No, we're going to be, you're going to love the way you look. No, you are Men's Warehouse. So they cheer and everything's fine. So now it's 11:20 p.m. and Lisa arrives after nearly 24 hours of traveling. And she's like, after traveling, which felt like weeks, months, years, decades, scores, millennia. I'm here. I'm here. I made it.
So, okay, what room am I? 125. What room is Mary's soul? Could someone take my bags? I've had a long day.
So she goes up and she's telling us her travel story. She goes,
it was so scary traveling alone. Like, there was one point where no one spoke English in this train station. It was so scary. And I had to lug my own bags because no one was helping me because no one knew what I was saying. It was so hard. People don't even understand hand motions at the train station. I was doing this. So nobody helped me. It was crazy.
You're saying you've been living in Miami for like 20 years and you still don't know enough basic Spanish as someone to help you?
That's so Lisa. She doesn't even know how to say please. Like, ayúdame, por favor. Like, please, come on, Lisa.
Although, to be fair, I live in Los Angeles, but I have tried to learn Spanish. I just keep starting and stopping. So so she goes up to Marisol and Lexia's room. Marisol's like, oh, we were worried, monkey. You finally made it. She's like, oh, it's fine. We're on vacation. Like, but what happened to you? Pish posh.
No, like, typical monkey. When she does something wrong, she comes in with games. Look at her pish posh games. That's a fun one. She says pish and she says posh. I mean, she's just ridiculous.
So Alexia's like, but you know what? You coming late? That was so rude and disrespectful to us. Like, really? That was so bad. That was like really, really bad.
Honey, we're not doing that right now. We're not doing it. I was on a train. It was disgusting. I saw so many maids on there. Ugh.
Look, that's narcissism right there. You know what? At least take accountability. And Lisa's like,
I don't want to do this. I came to say hi to you guys. This is the first thing I did was come to say hi to you.
Well, help us help you because everyone's pissed. So you're going to have to deal with it tomorrow. So help us help you.
I have my reasons, okay? And that's that. Yeah, but like, why not text the girls and tell us your reasons? Like, hey, I'm on the flight, you know, narcissistic behavior, narcissism. It's like, I can't get into it with you because I need some time to figure out what my cover story is to make you guys all feel bad for me.
But it's been like 24 hours and you're like, hee hee ha ha. You know, the girls are very, very mad. You know, they feel like you're very disrespectful. You're not even going to get pajamas, whatever that is.
So sue me. Okay. I didn't hurt anyone. What did they lose? They had dinner at the hotel.
Everyone's very offended, monkey.
Okay, well, they can deal with it tomorrow. Fuck them. Because when they understand what's really going on, they'll feel like assholes. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Let me give you a hint. It has something to do with Lenny.
I guarantee you nothing significant is going on.
No.
I guarantee it.
But I don't need a whole fight of yelling at Lisa for being late. I mean, she paid the ultimate price, which is having to travel alone with all of her bags on three different cities and taking 24 hours. So let's say, you know, she suffered.
She suffered enough.
She suffered
everyone.
Enough. Let it be.
Thank you all for being here. We will be back with Orange County and we will catch you all on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess, it's Jennifer Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.